taking a few moments now to settle into the sitting. Making any adjustments you need for wakefulness, attentiveness. Sensing that there is a body. The sounds are coming and going. And finding the breath, possibly taking some nice full breaths to help you settle into sensing the breathing. And then choosing your object for meditation, whether it be the breath in a single location that feels easeful, or whether it be a wider awareness of breath and body together. Experimenting with this discernment of what this mind-body-heart system needs right now for wakefulness, to keep the curiosity open, and the awareness friendly. So marrying the intentions with the object of meditation. And then simply abiding with your object. Breathing in, breathing out, sensing the whole of the body and the play of sensations in the body, whichever is your choice. Gently bringing the attention back when it wanders. When it wanders, making a mental note where it wandered to, letting it be and coming back to your object of awareness. Recognizing and noticing if there's any struggle in the practice. If there's a struggle, it may be an indicator there's some hindrance to practice. And opening to that hindrance, opening to the struggle, just as it is, making a mental note, feeling it while it lasts. and reconnecting with the object of awareness. Periodically asking, how's the attitude? This is not to judge ourselves, rather to just notice, is there some wanting or some aversion that we might not have been fully aware of that's subtly here? Sometimes just asking, how's the attitude, helps us recognize and release any wanting, any aversion. Sometimes simple recognition of a hindrance with a mental note is enough. And the hindrance is released. It's like, I see you, Mara, if that makes sense for you. I see you wanting mind. I see you aversion or restlessness or sloth, torpor, uncertainty, doubt, or whatever name you care to give it. We might notice the tone of the noting. Is it, I see you, Mara? Or is it, friendly, I see you, Mara? And so for mindfulness to be mindfulness, there needs to be a spirit of allowing, of accepting. Accepting that whatever it is here. We can even bring a spirit of acceptance to any resistance. So we may have recognized a hindrance. And then the allowing, the accepting part feels difficult. And so we can bring a spirit of acceptance to that resistance. And feeling it through the body. And as things unfold, then returning to our object of awareness, our chosen object. If a hindrance or some activity of the mind, heart, body has taken you away from your chosen object for a goodly length of time, along with recognizing and allowing, making the mental note, you can really track in the body how the experience is changing. So we bring the investigative factor into play. Investigate in the body. Noting how the experience is changing. We might even playfully notice how many times we note it until it's gone. With the investigative factor, it may help to notice the feeling tone, pleasant, which can so easily arise when the mind is caught in wanting and desire. Unpleasant, when there's an awareness of aversion, restlessness, doubt. Sloth torpor may actually even feel pleasant. So noticing feeling tone as an aid to abiding and opening to any hindrances that are showing. So remembering throughout the practice, we can use the RAIN acronym, recognize, making a mental note with it, allowing, accepting, investigating, tracking through the body, noticing changing sensations, changing feeling tone. Investigating can also include noticing changing conditions. Not with a lot of thought, but just letting it arise as a possibility. What are the conditions that have given rise to this hindrance? What are the conditions allowing for it to dissipate? I find it helpful to simply say, of course, as a way to acknowledge the conditionality of whatever is arising. Of course. And just see what shows up with that in terms of understanding of conditionality, of course. when we work with the hindrances as objects of meditation, as we have been today, we can notice how they shift from being obstacles to openings, to opportunities for mindfulness. They become our objects of awareness. And in that, we can notice that we're not so identified with them. And that's the end of the rain practice, which unfolds through the first three, the recognition, the allowing, acceptance, and the investigation. And sometimes we leap simply from recognition to non-identification. Sometimes just recognition, a little allowing, acceptance, and non-identification happens. And other times we have to really investigate, track it through the body, noticing the feeling tone and tracking it. Noticing conditionality, of course, this is happening. This is showing. And the end of rain shows, and it often shows with a warmth. Compassion comes with that wise awareness. And sometimes the mind, body, heart, try as it may, just can't work with it in this manner. And we need to shift to another skillful means to work with the hindrances. And we can just completely shift gears and move into loving kindness practice. And so just gathering the attention into a sense again of the body sitting and breathing. And then letting loving kindness phrases be your object of mindful awareness. When it drifts, it wanders, just notice and gently bring it back to the phrases again and again and again. May I be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for myself and my experiences. May I be safe. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. May I be healthy or healing. May I be healthy, healing, strong in my body. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be peaceful, happy, and free in my heart and mind. May I be happy. And may I live with ease. May I joyfully care for myself with grace and ease. May I live with ease. Feeling these phrases in the body, perhaps along with the breath through the heart area, and carrying on with these phrases or ones of your choosing over the next few moments. pausing with the phrases and checking in with the body, the heart, the mind, and noticing if the loving kindness practice has possibly changed the conditions. Noticing the presence or absence of hindrances. And letting it be just how it is, and knowing it.